everybody. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
People think that the government just infiltrated the conspiracy movement, but no, they actually created it from the start.
It has the whole background of connections between the drug industrialists and the media moguls, so that the programming on television and Hollywood even is outcoming from the same sources of counterintelligence that keep us enslaved to a dysfunctional and degenerative and intoxicating paradigm called modern medicine.
I mean, they have arms all over the place. It's unbelievable what these people can do and how relentless they are.
It's a fascinating time, and there's more and more revelations coming out about who's trustworthy and who's not. People and that this great nation depends upon the balance of powers that freedom of the press holds, and if you can't depend on even the independent media to tell you the truth, because it's been infiltrated by COINTELPRO operatives, which we've been increasingly evidencing materially, proving.
The diversion, the lies.
And so that now we're faced with having to develop alternatives in the alternative media.
The way they discredit everything that's really serious out there.
An energy weapon, and it exploded right outside the window that I would typically sit at, and the shock wave of energy went through the glass. Over and over again.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
wonder what the hell is the matter with people. Who the hell is telling the truth out there and who the hell isn't? You'll never take
control. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horowkane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
We come to you every day, Monday through Friday, weekdays at 12 noon in Hawaii, 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. on the East Coast. Thank you to our sponsors, healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948 for your awesome products. If you're not an affiliate, please sign up today and you'll be able to partner with the Horowkane Hour as well as Late Night in the Midlands and bring people some of the best health products on the planet at discount rates, as well as be able to get good commissions in actually turning other people onto these products and giving them your web link. And thank you also to our sponsor, HealthyWorldStore.com. Check out the 528 section in the store today for products infused with the love frequency. Also, check out Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs, also available on the site. Also, thank you to our new sponsor, CureShop.com. That's CureShoppe.com for your awesome products. And also, it's 528 Radio right now is working, but it's having some difficulty. So please bear with us at the moment. 528 Radio actually, is that down? I know 528 Records is working, but 528Radio.com is down. We are actually moving our servers. And so we're going through a transition, and hopefully they'll be up and running shortly.
Yeah, we're praying for that. We're asking your prayers, too. You know, the world has fallen apart, and people that you once relied on, they're not thinking rationally. We covered that on a couple of previous shows. We'll probably get into that a little bit today, because I think it's increasingly becoming apparent to more and more people that we've got major, major problems on the planet, major problems in America especially, not only economically but politically, and where we're going as a nation in terms of the military state. There's a lot of concern that your average person out there is really beginning to see. Concerns also that family and friends are acting very strangely. Increasingly, people are more on drugs than ever before. This has to do with the fact that our partners in Russia, we had to go to Russia actually many years ago when we began the 528 radio network and the whole concept. We couldn't find anybody in the United States to actually do the technical aspects that was required to transpose music made in A440, the standard tuning frequency. We had to go actually to Russia to find a team of experts there in acoustic engineering and in software development to create the 528records.com transposition website and start the public library, 528radio.com. And so as we in America have been increasingly challenged economically, the people in Russia have not been so, and nor have the people in China, Asia. Those economies are booming, and Japan and Thailand and elsewhere. And the fact is that America was set up. We talked about this for many, many years. We saw it coming. We tried to do whatever we could to warn people that it was happening. And a lot of smart people invested in those foreign nations. Well, at any rate, to make a long story short, our Russian partners are not effective in administering the radio site any longer. And because of the costs involved with having multiple servers, as well as what their virtual extortion demands have been with us to maintain the website operating, we've been forced to kind of like slim down the operation and reduce our servers, and we have to move our servers, and we have to move about 600 gigabytes of songs and tunes that people have uploaded and transposed that comprise the public library at present. So, you know, these are some of the technical issues that we're dealing with that we ask for your prayers, because it is such a wonderful project. It is so important. In essence, you know, you can pray, and that's wonderful. We encourage that. And you can send your network prayer warriors, your prayer peacemakers out there to, you know, do battle in the spiritual realm. And we encourage that. But there's nobody on the planet that has done what we have done with 528 Radio that enables you to feel secure that at least somebody at some point in time is putting out love vibrations into the world in a way that actually affects people internationally in their heart center in a frequency of divine love and anointing that the Holy Spirit actually performs its miraculous healings because of. That's the 528 frequency itself. We've talked about it on this show. It's the botanical world's greenish-yellow chlorophyll. It's what gives us oxygen, the breath of life. It's that greenish-yellow color at the heart of everything in the universe, as shown in the heart of the rainbow, which reflects the heart of the sunshine, which reflects the heart of God's love, which reflects the love in your heart center. So this is basically what we're doing 24/7 with 528 Radio. We're outputting that energy, that frequency, in a intended effort to bless humanity optimally with the frequency of love. And our prayer and our mission in that regard is that if we can continue to touch people and open their hearts, then maybe, just maybe, we have a chance to get out of this mess that this planet is in right now, engaged as it is in egocentrism and arrogance and ignorance and this greed mentality and fear-based social, psychosocial pathology. You know, we've needed a miracle to get us out of this mess, and we believe that the miracle sixth note of the original musical scale, do, re, mi, it stands for miracles. Miragus storm in Latin, miracles in English. That's 528. And so we've poured our hearts, poured our money, poured our time into actually continuing to play and have 528 Radio play, broadcast, even when you're sleeping, 24/7, 365. and now it's down. So we're in a process of seeking not just your prayers, but the technical support that we can once again go back on the air with 528radio.com. And quite frankly, I miss it. It's like a hole in my life. When I don't listen to 528 Radio, it feels like I'm just, you know, I'm missing that surge of love and that Holy Spirit power for divine healing. It's medicinal music that's shut down right now, and we need your prayers and your financial support to get it back on tap, online, and basically flowing.
Yeah, please, everyone, pray out there. This is just really important that this gets back. I know a lot of people are very upset that it's down right now, and they are really like wanting it to get back. It helps so many people, so we just pray that it gets back online soon. We had an interesting last couple of days. We actually had, you want to tell the story about the marching band, which was really interesting.
Oh, no. I can't believe you could bring that up to the show. That's funny. Oh, folks, you know, Sherry and I, we're very strange people, you know. Our critics and our enemies are calling us psychopaths, you know. But that frankly, it's kind of like, you know, when you point a finger and claim somebody's a psychopath, you know, you've got three fingers pointing back at you. So our enemies are having a hard time dealing with us. And, you know, we cover the fraud, the misfeasance, the malfeasance in military and in the economy, on Wall Street and in the pharmaceutical cartel. And we live our lives, I describe it as a roller coaster ride through the twilight zone. I mean, on any given day, you never know what's going to come up in Sherry Kane's life or Len Horowitz's life. And we had the most bizarre, I mean, this was very strange. The other day, I mean, we try every day, even though we work about, I'd say, 16 hours a day. We get up early in the morning and we go to sleep. Like last night, we were maybe in bed by about 3 in the morning. You know, 2:30, I started to shut down. I'm working on a wonderful project right now that I'll tell you more about in the next few days. But went to bed late and get up early, and we work real hard, and we take time to observe the Sabbath, the Saturdays. We try to always take Saturdays off and just relax. And we also try to take about an hour or two a day to just go down to the ocean, because our whole take on the ocean, and this is really something I really think is great to talk about on the show today, you know, the link between the ocean, God, and dolphins as being the angels, literally angels. You know, Revelation came to me this weekend also, having the opportunity to go down to the ocean and baptize ourselves with sincere prayer. We do that pretty much every day. And, you know, you have a hard time holding it together. As a person who is out on the front lines of looking at the world's worst news, the genocide that's unfolding and continuing under the guise of public health, the vaccination intoxications, the depopulation agenda. You have a hard time dealing with the media, the propaganda. You have a hard time dealing with all of the COINTELPRO operatives that want to shut us down and defame us and degrade us and libel us through the internet. We have a lot of pressures. And then, of course, we've got the world's greatest news that's been suppressed, the whole 528 Love Revolution. And we've got, likewise, fantastic people contacting us all the time, telling us the most amazing stories about how they use the music for healing. And gee whiz, it's such a wonderful blessing to be at the forefront of a revolution in not simply consciousness, but actually divine communion. It really represents, when you think about the clear channel broadcast of love in 528, and you realize you're applying this knowledge in practice and technologies and advancing whole products and wonderful things that are basically leading the planet. You know, your life is really not quote unquote normal. And, you know, we were down to the beach the other day for, I think it was on Friday, for about a couple hours and did our baptism, and then came back up and lying on the on the towels on the beach, and there was a band that was playing in a nearby hotel that you could just barely hear some of the music that was playing. And then all of a sudden you heard a conflicting sound, and the sound was of a marching band. It seemed like a parade. And I said to Sherry, I said, "What is that?" You know, because, you know, you, when you're listening to two different types of music playing simultaneously, it's distressing. And so we looked up, and way down, like probably about 500 yards away, there's a military marching band that's marching along the beach and coming past the hotel where a rock and roll band was involved in their concert. And so, you know, it's kind of like you would expect the marching band, which ended up being the United States Marines marching band, you would expect them to show some courtesy to a, you know, group of hotel people enjoying their afternoon listening to a concert, a rock concert, and you would think that they would have the courtesy to stop playing. But no, they just, like it was, they were the only ones on the whole universe. They completely neglected what was happening in the hotel, and they just walked by playing, you know, marching band stuff. Now, you know, that was my immediate thought, was how rude. And, you know, Sherry commented about, wow, you know, here we are in the state of Hawaii, which really is under military siege. If you study the history of Hawaii, you know that it's under military occupation illegally right now, and that there's efforts in the United Nations and in the World Court to have the nation of Hawaii, the Kingdom of Hawaii, actually reinstated. And, of course, there's been apologies, but there's been no reinstatement. And so you've got a military occupation, and suddenly now you've got a military marching band dealing, and we're in the music industry, dealing in the world of entertainment, just not giving a damn about anybody, just, you know, they're all doing their own thing. So, you know, now it's coming closer. It's coming closer. The whole marching band is coming closer. And they got to about 100 yards of us, and they stopped playing, and we kind of like we're watching them. They had a huddle. They all got together. They huddled. And you had, of course, you have a lot of wonderful, good-hearted people who, you know, are general people on the street and on the beach that were applauding them because, again, you know, this is a, it's nice to make music. It's just not nice to be rude about the music that you're making. And so they felt that there was some support for them to actually come further into the beach, closer to the ocean, and play some more music. So we're just lying there. We're on the towel and catching some great sun rays. Literally, the marching band of the United States Marine Corps marches right over to where we were lying, came about 15 yards, and literally, as though we were front and center in an auditorium, the United States Marching Band, the Marines Marching Band, played a concert. It was as though they played it for Sherry and I, solo. I kid you not.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Sherry and I kept looking at each other going, are we really living this? Is this outrageous or what is this? Well, by the time they got done, they played four songs. And by the time that they got done playing, we had around us, we probably had about 300 people who were very, very thankful for the concert, the free concert on the beach. And they were doing it to promote an evening concert. They were telling everybody that they're going to be performing at another hotel tonight, and it's a free concert. Everybody's welcome. You know, it's clearly befitting the entire propaganda mechanism. I'm sure there's people out there, you folks listening, you're sophisticated. You know that when a, you know, never happens, certainly never happened to us, and I've never seen it happening on the beach. And there's a major concerted effort to increase the respect and honor of the United States military in a world that is increasingly coming down and discrediting it. There's tremendous amount of propaganda to have us respect the military when, in fact, Sherry and I are at the forefront of the 528 love and peace revolution. So at any rate, there were about 300 people that were applauding, and frankly, the military people, the personnel that were playing, they were very, very beautiful people. The lesson that marched right up to us was to show us that even within the ranks of a military propagandist and virtually fascist occupation of Hawaii, the people that are performing are very beautiful people. They're loving people. They're talented people. You know, each one of them gave solo performances during what turned out to be about a half an hour performance on the beach. And each of them gave just inspired solos, saxophones, trombones, trumpets, drums. It was very amazing and very delightful. And Sherry and I just came away with just realizing, you know, these are normal people trying to play beautiful music and trying to please people. And yet, look at what is the bigger context in which they're operating. And so that was a very interesting
lesson.
Yeah,
it was like surreal.
it was a completely surreal thing. Now, I just wanted to, you know, share a little bit about this revelation. You know, looking at humanity and we've got concerns about, as we've talked about, the psychopathology, the drug-induced states, the hypnotic trance states that the media has advanced. We've talked about in previous shows the psyops. You know, what psyops have we bought into? What's your favorite psyops? You know, there's the Christian psyops, there's the Jewish psyops, there's the Muslim psyops. There's the government of the United States psyops. There's, the Republic of China psyops. There's the British Royal psyops. There's all sorts of psyopses that we've attached ourselves to in a certain belief structure and systems that we've taken on from being educated, or that is indoctrinated into the culture of whatever we bought into. And we've bought into fundamentally, and you can see it all around us as a planet, the concept that human beings have some authorization and superior intellect to be able to control the planet. And it talks even in the Bible about how God gave human beings the power over the wildlife. Well, it occurs to me that there is a misrepresentation in that interpretation. And it occurs to me that really when you look at sound and light and the essence of creation, the musical mathematical matrix of creation, and then you begin to study who we are and what we do as human beings versus what the dolphins do, the cetacea, the dolphins and whales, that they do and what they accomplish using their voices. You know, because the power of creation is obviously in the word. Word is sound. Sound is electromagnetic frequencies. So really, the best way to communicate and even commune with God is through prayer, is through sound, is through frequencies and heartfelt loving intention, of course. And, you know, you take a look at the dolphin model. You take an autistic child, a mentally impaired, neurologically impaired person who's intoxicated with mercury from the vaccinations, for example. You take that child swimming with a pod of dolphins, and story after story is told that they are better, that they're healed miraculously. And what it occurs to me, and I've written this in the book of DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. It's now out of print, but you can get the PDF file downloadable.
We're going to get it back into print soon.
Yeah, it's been a challenge since the hostile takeovers back in 2011 to get everything back in proper order. But
healing codes to the biological apocalypse.
Back in print. See, one at a time, we're coming back. You know, healing codes for the biological apocalypse is where we started this magical mystery tour into God's creative technology, the frequencies of vibration. Let there be light, out pops the sun. Well, that model is related to what the dolphins do underwater. You know, they sonically vibrate bubble rings, and they get them so hot with their powerful voices that they turn into a glowing bioluminescent, or it's kind of called sonoluminescence. Literally, in the midst of water, it glows. And again, that's the model that Genesis 1:1-1:2 talk about, where in the beginning you have the Creator, you have the water, even before you have mention of the Holy Spirit in the Bible. There is the water, the ocean water, full of the minerals from the land. The lava rock gives off all the minerals, the elements in the periodic table, and it gets mixed up, you know, it dissolves itself into the universal solvent, God, water. And in fact, that is the significant part. It's a third of what's called the triune God. Go back in history, folks. Before you had the Trinity, that is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in history, you had the triune God that Jesus preached about, honoring water and the power of baptism to refresh ourselves and reorient and ignite ourselves with that Holy Spirit power of love and connection, divine communion. And so that's what baptism really is about. And you think of water as a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. And we human beings, you know, you can hear us maybe about at most 100 yards away. If I shout at the top of my lungs, maybe you can hear me 100 yards away. But a dolphin and a whale can sing to their brothers and sisters internationally, thousands of miles away, because of the medium in which they're living. They're living in God. In fact, they're living in the water, hydrated component of the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, according to Jesus. So it's clear, just in front of your face, that we human beings, you know, have to live farther from, in essence, God, than the dolphins do. And the fact that we human beings don't have the empathy to take an autistic child and sonically diagnose through sound frequencies like sonar, track their bodies and find the neurological problems, and then, not simply for money, you know, we doctors have to charge money in our culture in order to administer healing. No, that's not the way it works. In God, in the ocean, administered by the dolphins, the sea angels, they diagnose far better than what we can do in our laboratories and in our hospitals using all of the radiation and devices that we use, the nuclear magnetic resonance imaging technology that's so advanced that uses sound frequency, bounces that off of the tissues itself and begins to send back to a computer where you see on a screen what the image of the organ or the disease or the tumor that's causing the problems. That's what we do, but the dolphins do it intuitively, instinctively, automatically, sonically, underwater. And then, once they know the problem, they then specifically treat for free the child or even adult who's ailing using the sound of their voices with heartfelt loving intention, obviously, to manifest a miraculous healing. So, you know, just looking at all this, it occurs to me that the dolphins are virtual sea angels. They're swimming in God. They're basically administering the Holy Spirit power of resonant energy freely and far more effectively than we human beings claim to and take credit for. And so to me, it occurs to me that this whole concept that man is the superior species on the planet and has the right to not simply steward this planet honorably, but intoxicate it, pollute it, contaminate it, trash it, and then basically look for another planet to inhabit. That is what I believe is a very interesting lesson for today.
Well, we can take a short break and come back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Horrorcane Hour. Stay tuned.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Hello, this is Michael Vera for CureShop.com with products endorsed by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, including Liquid Dentist, a one-stop defense system for not only your mouth, but your whole body. This unprecedented product aggressively attacks the critters that cause oral diseases using concentrated microfine silver plus oxygen and minerals to help reverse tooth decay and gum diseases, helping repair your teeth and gums naturally. Then, by swallowing this amazing and good-tasting tooth and gum saver, you actually get a natural, nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of oral bacteria and viruses when you swallow. Liquid Dentist is awesome for boosting natural immunity. Imagine your teeth feeling hygienist clean and super smooth for up to 3 days after each use. Swish with it 3 minutes or more after brushing and flossing. Gargle to freshen and protect your throat, and then swallow Liquid Dentist. Wow, what a great idea. It's all natural, healing, and protective. Dr. Horowitz developed Liquid Dentist based on emerging science from England showing a 20-second exposure to medical-grade ozone kills germs deep within decay, even down to the nerve. Then highly concentrated mineral mouth rinsing can remineralize your teeth and harden them even harder than they were originally. This way, teeth can be saved and not drilled away or lost due to decay or tooth fracture. Plus, Liquid Dentist kills periodontal germs and leaves your breath fresh and teeth feeling professionally clean for days. Go to liquiddentist.net to learn more, or go to cureshop.com. That's cureshop.com, CureShoppe.com to order your supply of Liquid Dentist today, or call toll-free 1-888-621-7611. That's 1-888-621-7611. Call now to save your smile. You're listening to the L&M Radio Network. Folks, I want to take a minute to tell you about an exciting change to our format. We work hard to bring you the truth and give you, the people, a voice. We have done this at no cost to the members, as well as given freely our time. For us to continue to deliver the top-notch guests and conversations you have come to expect from Late Night in the Midlands, we are offering an exciting new format with many new benefits. Late Night in the Midlands will be offering valued memberships at $5 a month. That's about 16 cents a day to become a Late Night in the Midlands insider. Benefits to being an insider include the L&M newsletter, 4 years of audio archives, special priority email, as well as call-in priority, access to groups and special offers, full access to all shows on the L&M network, access to contests, product and service giveaways. These changes are an exciting change to our format, especially the contests and giveaways. And we are confident that you will receive great value for your insider subscription. Thank you for your continued support as we change the world one truth at a time. Subscribe now by going to www.latenightinthemidlands.com and help us help you see behind the curtain.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Horror Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And Dr. Lynn Horowitz.
So there's something really interesting in the news, actually, that there is swarms of locusts over Egypt right now, and it's happening right before Passover, right before Israel's actually celebrating Passover. And they're actually attributing it to something in the Bible, the biblical story of the Jewish exodus from Egypt, where a plague of locusts was one of the 10 plagues God imposed on the Egyptians for enslaving and abusing ancient Hebrews. But it's very bizarre. They've never seen so many locusts come out of nowhere, it seems.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, that would be so interesting. You know, I'm kind of like on the sidelines cheering for God to come on. Bring it on, man. Bring it on, sister, because this is, it's in need. We're in great need. You know, also, I just want you to remember faith, folks. That's the big, big thing, the biggest, most important factor currently at this time in history in your personal life is how much faith you have, you know, because you're either in your head in fear and worry and concern and judgment, or you're in your heart in love, faith, joy, and bravery. And so that these are the most important times to advance faith, because as you walk through the valley of the shadow of death with locusts swarming and plagues manifesting and earth and weather changes happening, man, you got to get your relationship right with the boss. You got to give your problems to the boss, because you can't deal with your problems anymore. And so isn't it a wonderful time? It's a fantastic time in history where we now have come to the realization that our pea brain egos that think they're so great that we're really nothing, not even compared to the dolphins. And the fact is that, you know, we've got a system that's out of balance, that's requiring to go into balance, and we're not administering it. You know, you've got the weather changes and earth changes. I believe firmly, based on reading a lot of the science, that the weather is being controlled, it's being modified. The superstorms are being generated for commercial gain. This is crisis capitalism. And that, frankly, you know, the God and the universe, the musical mathematical matrix of creation, actually is the superseding power. It's the superior force of nature that has got to go back into homeostatic balance. Homeostasis means balance. And so, you know, you're dealing with a whole system and psychosocial pathology that is diseasing. It's degenerative. And it's creating so many problems that we've got to have the solutions. And the solutions are beyond what a human being can administer. You've got to have divine intervention. And thank God we're having it. You know, praise Creator for bringing it on. People ask us all the time, you know, aren't you crazy for living only 8 miles from one of the most active volcanoes on the planet? And my response is, gee whiz, you know, you could walk across the street, get hit by a bus, and that's the end of your life. You know, where's your faith? If God wants to take me out via a volcano, gee whiz, what a wonderful way to go. But basically, I mean, we're all going to go sometime in some way. So what's your fear? The question itself sources from insecurity and lacking awareness of the power of faith that establishes your relationship with the Creator. You can't have a relationship with anything or anyone without faith. If you have a relationship with your telephone and you want to make a call and you want to speak to a loved one, you have faith in that dialing it, you're going to get the connection. You have faith in that technology. If you have a business partner who's banking your money, and you lose faith, man, you're going to lose sleep and you're going to lose money. You've got to have faith in your relationships. And that's the most obvious, and it's sick and it's stupid and sad that people just don't get the fact that the relationship with God is based on faith. And if you're an atheist or an agnostic and you've got no faith, well, gee whiz, it's like, duh, no wonder you've got no relationship. No wonder you can't attest to miracles happening in your life. No wonder. It's kind of like the book of Job, where to teach Job a lesson and to teach Satan a lesson, God pulls his hand of protection off of Job just enough so that Satan and his boys can steal and rob and challenge the faith. And so the bottom line lesson is don't ever lose faith. And that's the beauty, I think, of, you know, again, what we're dealing with. You know, I'm sure that the dolphins never lost faith in God because they're swimming in God. They have a relationship, a very close, intimate relationship. You know, the closest thing that we have on this physical planet to God is the ocean and oxygen. H2O breaks down to hydrogen and oxygen. All the Holy Spirit, all the power of every reaction in the physical universe, the entire field of physics is administered via the electrons that come from hydrogen. And in our solar system, pretty much all of the electrons come, certainly all the electrons, in fact, come from water, the hydrated atmosphere, the ocean, and the space that contains, actually, now it's been determined, as about 10 years ago, NASA determined that space is full of water, and the sun, which is made of 100% hydrogen. Talk about hydrogen fuel, that you could actually continue to develop engines and have engines replace all of the polluting technologies through hydrogen fuel, the hydrogen bomb you have heard about. But what you probably haven't heard about, because it's been suppressed, is that you can break water down, and the hydrogen from H2O, you can break that down and you can get off of that an electron that can run an engine. And so the suppression of the technologies, the free energies, and all of our capacity to restore our sick, ailing planet, to reverse it, repent from the sin of poisoning ourselves and our environment, you know, move back into some semblance of sanity from the hypocrisy that we believe that we're so, so smart with our scientists and our medical deities that prescribe popping magic pills to cure their every ill. And gee whiz, they create all the ills, side effects, pollutants. And we believe, because of the mainstream media and what we're taught in school, that this is sane, that this is higher quality of life. Garbage, absolute hogwash. But the sad reality is that the great reality is that we're now forced to come to terms with our hypocrisy, our insanity, the ways in which we are depopulating through intoxicating ourselves and each other. And the bottom line is now, if you've got locusts coming out of Egypt, to me, there's not enough. I'd like to see locusts swarm across the United States of America. It might wake some of our politicians up to stop taking money from Wall Street corporate industrialists that conduct genocide under the guises of public health and national security. You might get the military to, you know, instead of fighting foes or terrorists, you might have us bond together to figure out how we're going to get back into God's great graces and terminate the infectious diseases or the locusts. You know, bring it on, Sherry. Judgment Day. Hallelujah.
Yeah, there's so much hypocrisy going on, like we're just reading off of some of the alternative news sites, how they have a new attack on activists. And some of these, we've recognized some of these activists or journalist sites out there actually working with the government. And so as controlled opposition. And that's really hard for people to understand the whole concept of controlled opposition. Because, you know, I was talking to a girl yesterday and she told me that she has a hard time comprehending that, because she said she goes and listens to these other people and they seem like they're saying the same sort of information. You go to their websites and there's a lot of great information, but it's not all true. And it's most likely not all true. There's at least 20% of it that's not true, if not much more. But how do people tell? And why are these people acting like us when they're not like us? And then you have these sites coming out talking about psychopaths, but really not talking about how psychopathic, like you were talking about, the big pharmaceutical companies are in regards to their genocide campaign, their agenda. I mean, how psychopathic is that? No, they just want to kind of, you know, talk about other activists out there that are actually telling the truth and trying to put them down, when in reality, they're not really putting down the real people behind it. Like, they're not attacking, for instance, who's that main culprit in the alternative scene that I always tell people, if you really want to know the worst of the worst, look at Truot.com. He's probably one of the worst, because on top of that, he's covert. He likes to be underground. He's not there, you know, out openly saying, hi, you know, in your face, I'm out there. No, he's covertly doing these operations. And the more and more we expose him, the more he'll be compromised and hopefully ousted for what he's done to people.
Yeah, it's a very confusing matter. And that's part of why it is, you know, requiring Judgment Day. It's requiring divine intervention, because pretty much people are gone. You know, souls have been suppressed. The heart energy of love has been suppressed. The ego and fear and that whole consciousness, the attachment to the ego brain, that's the left brain instead of the right brain, which reflects the heart, right brain does, the intuition, this sense of love and connection to others and creator. It's a different center of consciousness. And it's been suppressed and confused, and it is the mission of propaganda to confuse. And so this is clearly one of the most confusing matters. How do you discern? And the bottom line is, if you catch anybody in a lie and they're unwilling to admit it, or they arrogantly resist an apology or telling the truth, I think that is the best litmus test for a liar. Yeah, we've got a caller. Hi. Let's take it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi. Oh, great. How are you guys doing? Hope you're doing well. I didn't actually press one, but good to be on. It's Max calling from Montreal yet again.
Oh, hi, Max.
How are you, Max?
Hey, doing well. Doing really well. I was really appreciating what you guys have been saying for really the past couple of weeks, kind of refraining from calling in just because you guys have got a real good thing going. But just wanted to share, it's really, really interesting to me that, you know, you talked about True Austin, the name True that he goes by, being kind of a psyops in itself. And, you know, I had a similar experience where somebody was actually sent into the church I was going to kind of discredit me and spread slander. And her name was Chastity. But then I later found out she was actually part of a pornography ring around the city, but she was claiming to be a Christian. And it's just so funny how they use the opposite names just to mess with you so much,
yes.
You know?
Yes, exactly. That's what we've noticed about Truot, too, because when he interviewed Jane Burgermeister, he tried to convince her that we were the bad guys, and he got her to do an interview with him, and he started to recite the Satanic Bible while he was on the air with her. And then that's when she's like, oh, my God, like, it's all reversed. You know, it's all reversed. It's like what they're telling you is one thing, but what they are is another thing. And it's like when they're pointing the fingers at you and condemning you, they have three pointed back at them. It's the most insane thing. It's right in your face. that if you could just look at, take whatever they say and think the opposite, then you're probably right on.
Yeah, that's what it is. Look, Centers for Disease Creation is another example. You know?
Yeah.
Or the Food and Drug Administration is really Food and Drug Advocacy Group conducting genocide, you know, poisoning everybody.
That's absolutely right. But the interesting thing about the PSYOPs, and I'd love to hear you define it, because you guys throw around the term a lot now, and it kind of almost seems like, obviously, the only way to discern that I've found is by prayer. There has to be God coming first and really just putting yourself into the intuition that is a spiritual gift, you know, and then you can kind of move with that, because, you know, the Bible talks about how God can use everything for good. So I've gotten, you know, I got woken up originally by David Icke, and he may, like you guys have said, be a PSYOPs in himself, but God still used that to wake me up, because I wasn't looking necessarily to him, you know, wasn't looking to David Icke for any sort of grand answers, just more that he was able to stimulate that, and maybe Alex Jones has operated that same function for other people. But if God comes first, then like it says in the Bible, all things become pure to you, and you look around and God can use any clawed PSYOPs agent to speak some sort of wisdom into your life if you're living that life of prayer and of faith.
That's
beautiful.
That's true.
Yeah, and that's where the metaphysical movement and administration to a true peaceful new world order shall come, I believe, because it's not something that we can literally discern with our puny egos. This connection that you're talking about of faith applied in faithful prayer, that the doors metaphysically open, that even locusts and what is perceived as negative turns out beneficial in the long haul. You know, this is a beautiful thing. You know, there's one other point, though, that I'd like to bring up, and I've said it several times, Max. You probably heard me saying it over the last month or so since the revelation came. Is when you walk into a court of law and you're having to give sworn testimony, the swearing in is an affirmation of that commitment to honesty and faith. And it basically incorporates where, you know, you immediately get rid of people who are only giving you 80% truth, and no justice could be administered simply on 80% truth, because the swearing in affirmation is, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. That means no omissions, and nothing but the truth means no misrepresentations. And then, so help me God, is a beseeching of the Creator to come prayerfully onto the scene to administer justice being rendered in that holy place. So, you know, when you deal with the Truat and companies, if you catch them, you know, occasionally in a lie, man, that's fraud. And, you know, again, I know you well enough to know that you're there to help Sherry and I. You are smart enough, wise enough, well-studied enough, and committed enough to email us or call us up on the show and say, hey, Len, Sherry, you know, you said such and such, but maybe it's something else. Have you ever thought about something else?
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll have us, you know, like you did the other day when you took the ambassador show, the ambassador quiz for the Healthy World Ambassador, and I got your email, and I found a number of mistakes you had pointed out, and said, Max, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for the feedback. There is another litmus test, because you can't do that with Truat.
No.
You can't do that with David Icke.
No.
Because I've tried.
Yeah.
We've tried.
Yeah. If they find anything that you do, that the flaw in you, if they find they hear a rumor about you, even without asking you, they'll just fly with it. They won't ask you any questions. They won't say, hey, is this true? Or what happened here so I can understand this more? No, they're not interested. All they want to do is condemn and discredit for part of their agenda. And that's how we know you're real, is because you've never done that to us. You never, like, came out and put a bunch of, you know, propaganda out because you heard it from someone else. Anytime you had a question, you always came and asked the question directly to us. And we appreciate that in you. And that's how we know you're real. But the way you can tell when they're not real is they're not going to do that. They won't waste their time asking you any questions. They're just going to go out and put out whatever they want to believe that's going to help them with their agenda.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I've noticed that too, because I've tried to get in touch with pretty much everybody. You could tell the way they respond. I mean, Len, the first time I emailed you was many, many, many years ago now, or before Live H2O anyway. And I just saw the way you responded was, you actually responded to the first level, which is already pretty good. Most of them won't even give you an email response back. But also, I mean, how do you guys measure, like, you know, Yeshua talk about praying to the, for these people who are trying to curse you? And I found, at least with my, you know, personal lower level experience of this type of thing, and they're messing with you, and yeah, they're not asking you for clarification, they just really want to spread whatever misunderstanding they have or whatever, but you know, praying for them is the way. Ultimately, I mean, I overcame that, and you know, not letting any sort of anger. I was just wondering how you guys do that, because it's such an intense level you're working at, and you know, whether they're mind controlled, you talk about the possibility of cloning, which is pretty far out, but who knows, you know. But how do you guys forgive on that level?
I think with the forgiveness part, especially when it comes to Truat, I have a hard time believing that he's a human. Like, I want to see proof. I want, like, to take him to a hospital and say, you know, put this guy on his wrist or somewhere and show me that blood runs through his veins. Because I have a hard time believing that he's not some sort of a robot, because he has multiple personalities and he talks to himself and he's a very, very strange character. I mean, he's obviously a psychopath, but is it a human psychopath? Now, if it's not a human psychopath, does it have emotion? And I don't really never talk about anybody else like this, but it's hard for me to put him in a human form. So it's hard for me to pray for something. I can pray for pets and animals because I know they can care, but this is seems very, like, unconscious to me. And I guess you could, you know, even a plant has consciousness, but with this character, do you feel that way too? And I think you do, right? That there's not.
Well, actually, Max, I love the question.
Yeah, it's awesome, it
gets to the heart of the most important things that every person listening to the show is dealing with and struggling with.
And we're not Jesus,
for sure. And frankly, I'm still struggling with it. The truth is that, Sherry, you know, I love you dearly, but you evaded the question, because the forgiveness is not for Truat. The forgiveness is for you and for me. You know, and that's what we're actually forgiving. I love the word itself. It's forgiving.
But
the Creator's always
helping them too. I mean, when you forgive them, aren't you praying for them as well to come to some sort of truth? Now, if I knew he was human, I would have an easier time praying for him.
Yeah, there's the concept that Jesus laid out, pearls before swine. You know, are your prayers for helping a cloned alien, you know, become more human, is that a waste of energy? You know, truly. But frankly, Max, I love what you asked.
It's an awesome question, man.
It's the most important question for every single one of us when faced with challenges and adversaries. We've got to get into a space of connection to the Creator so that the full force of love, forgiving of that energy of basically tranquility, because who we're giving it to, like you say, is ourselves. And frankly, I have not mastered my own anger about situations. You know, I get myself into that fix just because I'm still like you. I'm dealing with that same question.
Well, you're also getting stabbed in your back and hurt by people you trust, and that's hard. That's where you have to, you know, it's hard to get beyond that. How do you go and say, okay, you can stab me in your back all you want, and I still forgive you for that? It's hard to get beyond that. But we only have about 10 seconds left.
Yeah, but I love your prayer suggestion.
Thank you.
Yeah, pray on it. If you have questions about it, pray with heartfelt, loving intention that you receive an answer. And
that's right.
The answer will come.
Thank you so much, Max. We love you. And thank everybody for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing, at the same time.
Bye for now.